Going into this Sunday's Academy Awards, there's a lot of buzz about The Help. The movie is about black domestic workers in segregated Jackson, Mississippi in the 1960s. Stars Viola Davis and Octavia Spencer are now up for Oscars. But some African Americans are not thrilled with the roles the two played. Here's NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates.
By now, millions of moviegoers have heard this mantra. It's from a black maid who's trying to instill confidence and compassion in a white toddler she cares for.
You is kind, you is smart, you is important. You is smart, you is kind, you is important. That's so good.
Viola Davis has been both lauded for her skill and lashed at for playing a maid, Abilene Clark, in The Help. When she visited the set of The View, Davis told Barbara Walters she'd braced herself for criticism when she took the role.
You knew there was going to be a backlash from the African-American community. It is a story set in 1962 about maids who are not educated. Mm-hmm. And I thought that people would look at that and they wouldn't see the work.
In fact, most people who saw the work praised it, but that didn't stop some black folks from wishing aloud that Davis could have been wonderful in some other role. That might be the decades-old residue from when Hattie McDaniel became the first black actor to receive an Oscar for her supporting role as Mammy in Gone with the Wind.
I sincerely hope I shall always be a credit to my race and to the motion picture industry, and may I say thank you, and God bless you.
For talk show host Tavis Smiley, Davis's role as a maid doesn't feel like much progress.
There's something that sticks in my craw about celebrating Hattie McDaniel so many years ago for playing a maid. Here we are all these years later, and I want you to win, but I'm ambivalent about what you're winning for.
Davis isn't having it.
That very mindset that you have and that a lot of African Americans have is absolutely destroying the black artists.
Davis told Fresh Air host Terry Gross that a maid can be a meaty role in the right hands.
You're only reduced to a cliche if you don't humanize a character. A character can't be a stereotype based on the character's occupation.
Davis's mother and grandmother were both maids in the South. So does Kim McLaren. The Emerson College professor also had family members who were domestic workers. She loathed the movie.
To me, it's less about them playing maids, although that's problematic, but about the role that those maids are serving in the story.
McLaren says The Help's maids were the vehicle for the moral growth of Skeeter Phelan, who wants to break into publishing by writing a book about their lives. Abilene is, understandably, reluctant. She knows better than anyone the cost of such an enterprise.
They set my cousin Chanel's car on fire just because she went down to the boating station.
A book like this has never been written before.
Because there's a reason. I do this with you, I might as well burn my own house down.
Many of the movie's black critics say the portrayal of Skeeter Phelan as the community's young white savior was particularly offensive. That relegated the black folks to being backdrops in Skeeter's coming-of-age drama, which in some ways makes The Help a typical Hollywood movie. And that probably won't change anytime soon. A recent analysis by the Los Angeles Times noted the Academy of Motion Pictures membership is 94% white. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.